This is 69 the podcast. I'm Dave Haynes. 69 has been covering the digital signage industry for more than 11 years, first online and now as a podcast. We cover what's new and interesting, and we filter out all the BS. This podcast gives listeners a chance to hear at length from people and companies who are making a real mark in the industry with new ideas or just old-fashioned hard work and smarts. You can listen to episodes online, get it from iTunes or Google Play, or use your favorite podcast app to pull down the RSS feed. I know a lot of our listeners fire up episodes while they're stuck in traffic or taking the dog for a walk. We now have a companion podcast called Projects, hosted by my longtime industry friend Michael Tutton. That show is all about digging deep on the creative and tech behind landmark projects. You can find that at dsprojects.podbean.com. 69 is sponsored and supported by ScreenFeed, the digital signage content store. Public schools would seem like a natural fit for digital signage because of all the communications that circulate all the time in K-12 schools. A software company that's focused on the education market, Harris School Systems, recently announced a product that's an interesting blend of digital signage and smartphone apps. It's designed to communicate what's on the menu in school lunchrooms and get feedback from students and their parents about whether they like the food getting loaded on cafeteria trays. In this episode, I talked to Michael Higgins about Easy School Lunch and about the challenges of developing digital signage software solutions, selling them into bureaucracies, and dealing with the long lead times of schools and school districts. Michael, thanks for joining me on the call. Can you, first of all, give me some background on what Harris is all about?
Yeah, so Harris School Solutions has many different divisions, and the division that we're talking about is Harris Nutritional Solutions, or School Nutrition Solutions. And what we do as a company is we provide school districts with software to help manage their cafeteria. That means the student population, the menus, their production reports, their inventory, their purchasing. And then we have apps and digital signage that really aid them in increasing their efficiency and, again, marketing their program to their customer, which are the students, their staff, and the parents in the districts.
Okay. How big of a company is Harris?
Well, we're owned by CIT, Constellation Software, up in Canada, and it's a multi-billion-dollar company. Our division, our division itself is, you know, we do, I think, 10 to 12 million a year.
Mm-hmm. And how many staff would that be, like hundreds?
Well, on a global perspective, we're talking about thousands. On a division perspective, we're talking hundreds.
Okay. And how many schools would you guys service?
With our software and our program, we are in the thousands of schools.
Uh-huh. In U.S. and Canada?
Predominantly North America, U.S.
Okay.
Only. Yeah.
Right. Where's Harris based?
That's a very good question. So we don't have one central location. We have we grow through acquisition like most software companies do. So we have an office in the Rockland area. We have an office in Niagara Falls area. The corporate headquarters is, you know, based out of the Toronto area. So, you know, we have a lot of different offices, the mainly just regional operations.
Oh, okay. So let's talk about the product that is focused on digital signage. It's called Easy School Lunch.
Yes.
Can you run down what it is and how it works?
Yeah. So with Easy School Lunch, what we do is we provide the school system with digital signage, also an app with a free website. But the digital signage is a big part of education facilities now. You know, digital displays offer a really cost-effective solution for disseminating information in order to raise awareness. These digital signage packages are really grabbing attention like no other static application can. And, you know, with these students, especially in the high school, you know, where, you know, 80% of these students in high school arena have some kind of smart device, a tablet, a smartphone, or some kind of internet-enabled device that they really gravitate to these digital displays.
Okay. So how does it work for the school?
It's a good question. So With it's considered like a centralized operation where they can actually post their menus to this digital signage to and also it goes through the app itself. So with the app and the digital signage, basically they would release their menus to the digital signage in the app. That gives students the ability to actually visually see what's on what's being served for today through the app. You know, that gives the parents, you know, because a lot of these parents, a lot of these children or students aren't going to use the app until they basically hit maybe the middle and high school. But the parents and the staff are really going to take advantage of the app. But from a digital signage perspective, we cover all grade levels, and it's very we get great feedback from the parents, the students, the staff members, because it's a great way to, again, increase efficiency from a school level, because now, you know, we're displaying real-time information to the students. We're talking about announcements, after-school activities, before-school activities, athletics. You know, we can post videos, other messaging to our digital displays that really capture and start to involve these different students at different grade levels.
So when you say it's advantageous for parents, the app side of this, this is because they're logging on to, or they're using the app on their phones to see what their what range of food is being offered to the kids at the school that they go to?
Yeah, so with the digital app, with the app itself, so it's a great tool because it gives children and also, I mean, from a middle school level to a high school level, it's the children, the students that are rating the food, because we have an emoji system, a 0 to 100 point scale that they can actually start to rate the food. We have great engagement from the middle to the high school arena. Now, when you're talking about the elementary school, We're looking at maybe 15 to 20% of the students actually carry a smartphone, and they're not going to really use the app, but the parents are going to use the app. The staff are going to use the app in the middle school or in the elementary school. And the biggest thing on the app is the data capture. The analytics that we're pulling in through this app is by far the most impressive thing out there in the industry.
And why is that?
Just, you know, because we can start to track what children like, dislike. We know it's just like how you log in and you do an internet search and you type in a hotel somewhere. Then all of a sudden, the next page you open up, you see an ad bar for that hotel that you searched. We are capturing that type of data on the students that are using our app to give to that school district so they can make better decisions. So we know what kids like, what they don't like. We know, you know, different demographics. We know we can get specific into what schools. So you can actually start to custom tailor menus from different elementary schools, different high schools, different middle schools, based off of the feedback that we're getting from the app itself. And then that gets translated into the messaging that we also can display through the digital board. Now we can start to pinpoint and put up relevant information, because each message board and each school can be custom tailored to whatever they want to do.
Okay. Do you see this is all focused around the lunchroom, right?
Well, it goes beyond that. I mean, yes, with our side of the business, it goes beyond that. But what can the school do? The school can actually start to do more advertising. You know, another thing that's coming up pretty quickly is a revenue generation, potentially, where partnerships with community businesses for partners or sponsorships with teams or events, and they can actually start to display on that. We're looking into, or our partner, which is MealViewer, who is powering this Easy School Lunch for us. We're looking at emergency messaging. We're looking at message boards for announcements in hallways. You know, we're looking at screens and lobbies for directions and wayfinding, and then obviously in the cafeteria where it's going to be the menu boards, the menus.
It takes time and real money to make and host this podcast, so I'm grateful for the continuing support of ScreenFeed.
Hi, this is Jeremy Gavin, CEO of ScreenFeed. I hope you're enjoying the podcast as much as I am. I've loved Dave's blog since we started in the industry. It's now our 10th year at ScreenFeed, and we've grown to be a reliable partner for the industry, serving over 1,700 customers with over 100,000 screens globally, and we're currently getting 10 million content requests daily. But more important than that is that we make content beautiful, functional for the medium, and we help our customers meet their goals of increasing viewership and satisfying customers. If you don't know how ScreenFeed can help you, it's worth 5 minutes to browse our website or give us a call. If you're out walking your dog, driving home, or relaxing on your favorite chair, just make a mental note to check us out. Now back to the podcast.
Okay. So you start in the cafeteria areas, but the opportunity is there once you've established that to you start getting questions about where else can we
absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. Where else can we give them a better ROI or, you know, return on their investment?
There's a history of technology companies trying to put screens all the way going back to tube TVs into classrooms and onto school campuses, and a lot of objection to that because it was seen as the devil that you're advertising to easily influence children, and that should not happen. Has the rise of the internet and a personal computer in everybody's hands kind of made that whole fear go away because there are bigger things to worry about?
Yeah, I mean, if you really take a look at the next generation that's coming up, you know, they're growing up on a mobile device, and you have to stay, you know, that generation from 0 to 20 now is growing up on a mobile device. So you have to have the products in your class, in your school district that they relate to, right? And, you know, and that technology through the message boards, they know that. You know, that technology through the app, they know that. They're growing up on the Snapchats, the Twitter, the Instagram of the world. And that's how, you know, they interact. So, you know, you have to keep up with where your student population is going. And that is technology. That is apps. And that is digital signage.
Right. How do you get the adoption rates up with the middle school and high school level students to use the app, because that's been the big failing of all kinds of apps that's, you know, sure you can do all this, but how do you get them to use it?
All right. So, you know, the app itself is pretty simple, right? You know, it's just a one-way communication. We, you know, as Easy School Lunch, the school district can send out messages. The only way that the student can send messages back is basically giving us feedback through the emoji system. And, you know, again, you know, it's a way for us to engage those students and solicit their feedback and prompt them to, hey, if you don't like something, if you like something, you need to go in and rate that food. And you're right. We actually have a higher adoption rate with our app with the high schoolers. The middle schoolers, you know, as you get into the 6th, 7th grade, yes, you have a higher adoption. But as you get into the lower grades, it's the parents that are really using this application. And again, staff all the way across the board are really using this application because there's messaging that's coming out from the school district to everybody in that school district about what is going on. So it's a great tool to receive information from the school district about what current events. So instead of using the Twitter or their Facebook page or their Snapchat page or Instagram, this is another tool that they don't have to worry about getting troll, you know, type of, you know, correspondence back. It's a one-way communication, and it's becoming extremely popular because it's a tool that the school district uses, and they really are engaging the student.
Mm-hmm. Is this a product that you, if you're already using some other of Harris's software tools, this is just another application that you light up within the software suite you have, or do they have to, you know, buy something separately or subscribe to something?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it is like an add-on module, but the benefit that we have, if they're using our software, then we have an API, an integration between our Easy School Lunch and our software. So for the biggest advantage to a district is if they change something on their menu, or they add something, or they change a configuration within our software, it'll actually automatically happen on our Easy School Lunch. So it's a pretty instantaneous, you know, interaction between our software and digital signage.
Right. Did your company develop the application, or did you partner with somebody else who'd already written something?
Yeah, we definitely partner with somebody else, a company by the name of Meal Viewer. They are the Cadillac. They are the front runner of this digital signage, this application. Their analytics is just by far the best out there.
I'm not familiar with that company. They're not a digital signage software company per se. They do other stuff,
no.
I assume.
Yeah, I think they really got into it with their application and or their app, and then they evolved into more digital signage. They're actually based out of Augusta, Georgia.
Oh, okay. Nice place if you golf.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm curious. I've found a number of companies that operate on the fringes at most of what you would call digital signage, that already have software doing other things, and they make a commitment to produce a product that can function as digital signage as well. That seems to be an easier path than the other way around, so that let's say a digital signage CMS decided they wanted to do other types of school management systems. That mm-hmm. strikes me as very, very complicated. Was it relatively easy to kind of extend what you already do into this space?
Yeah, I mean, again, going back to, you know, technology and this next generation that's coming up through the school system, there is a demand, a real need to fill this niche of interacting with that next generation student. And it was an easy transition for us as a company. We were looking at developing our own product, but then we decided to partner with Meal Viewer because they already have the systems in place, and we were able to secure a licensing agreement and have the exclusive API. So our software is the only one that will interact with their software directly. Right. And and that is the key, again, to making life easier for the school district, but also providing them a tool that they can interact with their student population.
I'm curious about the business of selling into the education market.
Sure.
My guess is there's a lot of work involved, a lot of meetings. There's no such thing as one meeting and you get a commitment.
No.
It's probably very bureaucratic. So if you have other digital signage software companies who make a decision that they see education as a vertical they want to get into, what's the reality of it?
Well, you know, again, you know, the K-12 space is very crowded. Everybody wants a piece of this business, right? Everybody wants a piece of these federal dollars and state money. It can be very challenging because most of this business is going to go through an RFP, especially each school district has a threshold where they have to go out to RFP. And, you know, most, and again, depending on the size of that district, you know, you're going to have to go out to RFP. You're going to need to get ahead of that RFP. You need to have your product as a standardized product for that RFP. So it can be very, very difficult to get into a school district. And then for them to make a switch, there has to be a significant pain point because it can be, especially on our side, the school nutrition software side, there has to be some pain because it can be very difficult for them to make a transition from one software to another. We're talking about training hundreds of staff, and it can be very laborsome and not, you know this, not everybody likes to change. Not everybody likes change. So that is the number one, issue of getting into school systems is they do not like to change unless there is significant pain. And then if there is a change out there, more than likely they're going to go out to RFP and it becomes very competitive.
Right. So it's good to be the incumbent.
Yes.
And if you want to get into this, you better be prepared for very long sales cycles and a lot of paper.
I mean, what we're talking about, I've had larger school districts that I'm talking to now that aren't even looking to switch until the 2020 and 2021 school year.
Wow, so they plan that far out.
Yeah, I mean, they have to. So these larger school districts that have hundreds of schools and you know, a couple thousand employees, it takes a lot of work to get these things transitioned.
Is it any different between the US and Canada?
We don't do that much business in the Canadian market, so I really can't talk to that.
Oh, okay, even though the headquarters company's up here.
You know, our Harris School Solutions is a U.S., a North America, or a U.S.-based company. So, you know, we haven't explored. That's an avenue that we're looking at, you know, especially maybe going into the, you know, 2018. But it's not something that we do a whole lot of business in right now.
Okay. What do you see as the kind of the killer application for digital signage in schools that maybe isn't there yet, but you see coming?
That's a good question. So again, from a digital signage perspective, it's going to be where we kind of see the future is going to be like pre-ordering. So, you know, how you walk into McDonald's, you're able to order from a kiosk. It's not really that digital signage, but it's going to be that interactive display that a student could walk in and actually start to pre-select or select food. But you also see a lot of in the future coming, the ability with, you know, facial recognition and some other software, the ability to have self-service kiosks where a student can come in, pick up a plate of food, go to a self-service kiosk, and actually, with nobody there, actually self-serve themselves at a school. So again, the future is again that the board that can interact with that student, and then also the self-service kiosk.
Okay. All right, Michael, thank you very much.
Thank you.
That's it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed listening and learned something. If you want to stay on top of what's happening and actually matters in digital signage, join thousands of readers who visit 169, that's 16-9.net every day. If you like this podcast, please also check out the companion 169 podcast called Projects. That's done by Michael Tutton, and there's a new episode every second Friday. 169 the blog and now the podcasts are properties of Vertical Media Consulting Group, the massive media empire I run out of a spare bedroom in my house near Toronto. Thanks to our podcast sponsor, ScreenFeed, and thank you for listening. I'm Dave Haynes.